This is for those of us who weep, whose tears hasten the blush of new blooms, for the young ones, the elders, for all our relations, for the pain that punctuates this planet we call home, for the slings and arrows that have pierced us time and again, yet will never breach our deepest reservoirs of compassion. This is for us. This is for those of us who feel, for whom shuddering, cracked, and wounded hearts is not an option. We who will not go meekly into the dark night, will neither squander our light for the sake of a transient comfort, nor cloak ourselves in intellectual posturing and mental whirligigging. For those of us whose feelings guide our most authentic actions, for whom sadness and joy, disheartenment and elation join in a riotous dance of color and sound, here are bouquets, roses red, aromatic. This is for those of us who stand steadfast, when it would be so easy and popular to cave to a lesser ideal. Judgment and condemnation turn aside so many others. Hesitant, they shirk the divine imperative, buckle under and grasp for the quick and easy. Still, even in the face of direct and unrelenting harassment by forces seen and unseen, there are those who elect to strengthen our trust in original knowings, recommit our search for the connate truth. And for you, these words tumble forth. For those of us who stumble along the way, who know that surrender is an act of uncompromising strength, who slog through temporary crises of faith and moments of doubt quickly overturned, we who place the universally approved happy face on the shelf and don the passing countenance of deep desolation, refusing to play the consensual game of productivity at all costs, this is for us, for you, who carry your strength within a soft and gentle bearing, who do not anoint fear as your leader, who give every day to your Creator in ways large and small, who find unabashed pleasure wherever you may, and live life as the gift that it is. Be you gladsome or weeping, you are never alone, and this, sister brother, is for you.